Yes, it's another new artist spotlight in the studio this morning. We've got Waterloo Revival, Cody and George with us. Guys, thanks for coming in. We appreciate
it. Hey, what's going on, guys?
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Now, let's clarify something. It's not Waterloo, Indiana, which is just north of here. It's actually what used to be Waterloo, Texas, but is now Austin, Texas. Tell us the history of this thing.
Yeah, so Cody and I both grew up in Austin, Texas, spent almost our whole lives there, and most people know it's a big music city, so clearly it had a huge influence on us. So when we were starting this music thing, we wanted to take it on ourselves to carry the torch forward for Austin music, and not a lot of people know, but Austin was originally called Waterloo back in the day, so we thought that had a pretty cool ring to it, Waterloo Revival.
See, a little history lesson here. Look at that. We meet new artists in the spotlight.
That's about all the knowledge you're going to gain from hanging out with
me. Yeah, it's for folks on spring break.
And now, you guys have been have known each other since middle school. That's when you guys started performing together?
Unfortunately, I feel bad for George. He's known me since sixth grade. had to put up with me this entire time, but we met in sixth grade, I guess, what, English class?
English class. Cody was a guitar player, which I thought was the coolest thing in the world, so I bothered him for almost 2 years until he agreed to teach me how to play guitar, and it took him another 2 years probably to teach me about three chords on the guitar. After that, we started writing songs together. So
what did you do? Say, hey, you want to come over and play wiffle ball? If we got a little time, we'll play some guitar or what?
About right, yeah.
It's a Waterloo Revival, part of the New Artist Spotlight here on the Dan and Dude Show at K105. So anybody that's listening that's in sixth grade and your buddies right now, you may be the next super duo years down the road.
It starts. I mean, did you guys have that dream the whole time? I mean, what'd your family say when you guys finally made it? Like, dude, I told you.
It's so funny because my mom was always like, well, when are you going to give that crap up and focus on your job full time, realize your full potential?
Great.
But it's funny. We got the offer from Scott Borchetta, and then we got signed to Big Machine Records. And all of a sudden she's like, I knew you were going to make it. I always believed in you. I always knew you had the talent. So
the
it's
rest
funny
is
how
history.
It worked out. Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. Waterloo Revival is with us here in the K105 studio. We're going to have you guys do something acoustically here for us, and then we will come back here in just a couple minutes, and we'll have more with you guys.
Well, hey, I just got to say something. Don't know what it is, but I know I gotta say something. Sorry to tell you how I feel when I feel everything at the same time. But you're here and I'm here, so I'll try and get my tongue untied. I love you, still got you on my mind, even though I'm not supposed to. I hate you for getting under my skin, but it's where you've always been like a tattoo. I miss you, and it's hard to admit it, harder to forget all the good we had. I love you, I hate you, I miss you, I wish it didn't end like that. Don't wanna, but I want you back. Nah, you ain't gotta say nothing. You could walk away if you didn't feel something. Yeah, I'm still gonna feel how I feel if you stay or if you leave tonight. But you're here and I'm here, so I'm gonna give it one more try. I love you, still got you on my mind, even though I'm not supposed to. I hate you for getting under my skin, but it's where you've always been like a tattoo. I miss you, and it's hard to admit it, harder to forget all the good we had. I love you, I hate you, I miss you, I wish it didn't end like that. Don't want to, but I want you back. I could just move on, yeah, I would. I would turn my heart off if I could. Yeah, I would. If I could. But I love you, still got you on my mind, even though I'm not supposed to. I hate you for getting under my skin, but it's where you always been like a tattoo. I miss you, and it's hard to admit it, harder to forget all the good we had. I love you, I hate you, I miss you, I wish it didn't end like that. Don't wanna, but I want you back. Don't want to, but I want you back.
The new artist spotlight this morning on the Dan and Dude Show welcomes Waterloo Revival. Cody and George are in the studio with us here this morning on K105. We had them play something here a few minutes ago. We're going to play the single Hit the Road here in just a few minutes. But we got to get a little bit more information on you guys, you know, as we do with a lot of the new artists. We got to find out a little bit about, you know, what you like, what you don't like. Like, oh, I don't know, give us your favorite food. What would you like to eat like all the time?
Every meal of every day?
Yeah.
Brisket. From being from Texas.
Oh, yeah.
I'd say brisket or pizza, definitely. I could probably eat pizza for every meal.
How about brisket pizza?
All right. You're going to have to take your pick here. Reality television shows or old reruns of Matlock?
Ooh.
They're like, who's that?
Yeah, I'm going to go reality television.
Okay,
I'm not proud to say that.
That's what I was trying to make it difficult, man.
You guys know who Matlock is?
Yeah.
Andy Griffith.
Murder
so
detective.
Yeah, very good.
See, how about that?
Very good. All right, how about favorite movie? Whenever it's on TV, you're flipping around and going, oh, man, I got to see it, even though you've seen it a million times.
Mine would be Forrest Gump.
Big Lebowski.
Now, when you say Forrest Gump, you got to give us a Forrest impersonation, don't you?
Oh, my God.
Let's hear it. Come on.
That was the worst.
I've heard a lot of Forrest Gump impersonations in my day, and I'll be honest, that was the worst.
Yeah. There's a reason I did music instead of acting.
Yeah. If you could get rid of one actor, male or female, that would just get him away off the face of the earth, they'd never act again, name that one.
I'm out. I don't want to be on TMZ. Yeah.
I didn't tell you wished him to death.
I'm a pretty skinny guy. I don't need to be getting in fights.
Okay, all right.
That's probably one of the best answers I've ever heard. I don't want to get on TMZ. Well, guys, thanks for being a part of the New Artist Spotlight here this morning. We're going to play the new single that is called Hit the Road. They are Waterloo Revival right here on K105.
Boom.